All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to be going over some of the biggest problems that I've seen on TikTok that I've really just seen with women today. I'm going to be reacting to some videos that I think are a big problem, and I want to kind of dive a little bit into them and give a more healthy, mature spin on things like I do a lot on this channel. So without further ado, let's get started. And I saw this one video on TikTok and a lot of people reacted to it and it just kind of blew up. And so that was the main one that I wanted to focus on today. I have a lot to say about it, so let me show you and then I'll kind of say what I need to say.
You're telling people that you're taken, but your man does not take you shopping, take care of you, or take you out. I'm sorry, baby, but the only taken that you are is being taken advantage of.
Yikes. Okay, so you might be thinking, okay, Courtney, why do you have a problem with that? The problem with this type of thinking is that, number one, it's incredibly narrow-minded. Number two, it sounds like girls like this want a dad instead of a partner. So basically she's saying if your man does not take you shopping, take care of you, or take you out, that you don't have a good boyfriend. And what I want to say to that is a relationship and a good relationship is so much more than how much money someone has or how much money they're spending on you. And that is the issue I have with content like this, and there's a lot of it like this on TikTok. This is not the only video I've seen, and that's why I saw this and I'm like, oh gosh, I really think I need to address this in a YouTube video because it's getting a little bit out of control. And I think, again, it has so much to do with this luxury lifestyle that's being portrayed on social media and this constant comparison game where, oh, well, her boyfriend took her to Cancun and flew her out and bought her all this stuff. Like, my boyfriend sucks. When in reality, that guy that's buying her all that could be abusing her or treating her like crap, and it's being glorified by social media because he's spending money on her or he's rich. And it's so far from reality. And for any young girl watching, I want you to know there is so much more to a healthy relationship than how much money someone spends on you. And even if you are like a stay-at-home wife or a stay-at-home mom and you don't necessarily work, even then there's more than how much money the guy makes or how much he's spending on you. And having some level of interdependence and, you know, stability within yourself is incredibly important as well. And if you're constantly relying on someone else for all of that, it can be a little bit of a slippery slope. It bothers me to think that women see this and think, oh, well, my boyfriend's not good enough because he's not buying me stuff. Or two, guys see this and they think, oh, well, I'm not really at a place in my life where I can take my girlfriend shopping all the time. I suck. And for everyone watching, I just want you to know that there is so much more to a healthy relationship than the amount of money being spent on the other person. Whether you decide to go 50-50 or the guy pays for everything or the girl pays for everything, I mean, whatever you do is your business, that's your relationship. But again, how good and healthy your relationship is has nothing to do with the amount of money someone spends on you or how much they take you out or take you shopping or take you out to dinner or whatever that is. While all of those things are wonderful and so nice to have in your relationship, I love when my boyfriend takes me out. It's like one of my favorite things ever, but I'm not basing how good or healthy my relationship is off of if he took me out to dinner last Friday, right? There's so much more that's important: healthy communication, healthy boundaries, respecting each other, shared value, morals. I mean, I could go on and on about things that take higher importance over anything that she just said. So I just want you all to keep this in mind. I think social media can be a very misleading place for comparison and for thinking that our lives should look and be a certain way when in reality, it's all probably fake. So yeah, to wrap that one up, just know that the amount of money someone spends on you or how much they take you out has nothing to do with how much they respect you or value you or the way that they're actually treating you. I know a lot of people in relationships where the guy spends a ton of money on the girl but treats her like absolute garbage. And would I say that's a healthy relationship? No, I wouldn't. So I would highly encourage all of you to not base your relationship off of how much someone takes you out or takes you shopping or buys you meals. What a sad way to look at life. And it really just seems like you want a dad.
Just not.
That was funny. Basically, this girl made a TikTok saying, "Will you ever stop sleeping with guys that aren't married?" And she says, "No way." And then all these girls like stitched the video going, and that was literally my face when I watched that. This is such a huge issue. Another thing that women are doing that is horrible. If you're a guy doing that, I would say the same thing is horrible. If you are actively pursuing people you know are in a relationship or married, you know there's something wrong. I'm not saying that to be harsh or mean. That is not normal. Unless maybe you have something worked out with your partner where both of you do that and it's your thing, but it's so disrespectful and also embarrassing to brag about that online. I cannot imagine being that girl posting that video. That is so embarrassing. And it seems like most other girls agreed, so that actually made me feel a little bit better when I saw all the women commenting like, "Ooh, sis, this ain't it. Like, this is not it. We don't want to be acting like this." And to that, I would strongly agree. If you're a woman that's doing that, so disrespectful. I can't imagine as a woman doing that to another woman, knowing I am ruining their relationship and this woman has no idea. I know I've brought up something similar before in a past TikTok reaction video that I did, and it just baffles me. Baffles me that people do that, and then also that they're like bragging about it on social media. Like, that is so embarrassing. That's all I have to say.
If a guy asks you, "So what things do you look for in a man?" We don't answer that question anymore, okay? Because that information in the wrong hands, lethal. The amount of men who will temporarily disguise themselves to look like exactly what you want and fake having those characteristics just to get you is terrifying. When you give him your list, you're giving him the playbook for how to play you. So instead, say this: "I'm not looking for anything, because he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So my man's looking for me, and I'll know him when I see him."
Okay. I see where she's going with this, because I do think there are a lot of people out there that play games and manipulate you. And if they know exactly what you're looking for, it's very easy to pretend to be that, even if you're not. But I would say there are a lot of women who do this as well. It's not just something that men are doing. I think there's a lot of women that play games and pretend to be one thing, and then it's revealed months later, their true colors come out, right? That's a very common thing in modern dating these days. I've seen it a ton on TikTok, in real life. I mean, it's just incredibly common. I'm sure a lot of you have experienced that as well. However, I do think it's important when you're dating to express, you know, your expectations and be honest about that with what you're looking for. You don't have to give a playbook or a play-by-play of what this person should be doing, because I think that kind of just has to naturally progress. That's why we date, to see if we're compatible with that person, right? That's just what dating is.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
But to completely not say what you're looking for or your expectations, I don't necessarily agree with. So I know she wasn't necessarily saying that, but it can easily be misconstrued when you watch a short little clip like that. So understand, I do think it's important to be honest and upfront and clear about your expectations and communicate that with the person that you're seeing so that you're not wasting each other's time. But I've said it a million times and I'll say it again: play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If you're someone who is playing games or putting up with someone playing games with you, you gotta cut that crap out. It's a energy drainer. I just don't understand how you guys do it. So I would highly recommend not playing the games. It's a window into what the rest of your relationship with that person would look like. So keep that in mind.
I just need to know who you really are.
This one says, "Me love bombing and stroking the ego of a man over text before ghosting him for a week to manipulate him into falling in love with me." The fact that someone would make a video and post that, again, it's just so embarrassing. Why are we bragging about hurting people or manipulating people? We've got to change the way that we view this type of stuff. And I guarantee this had hundreds of thousands of views and likes and comments from people saying, "Yeah, girl, same. I just don't get it. Why are we doing this? You know why? Because there's videos telling you how to manipulate him, and they say, drop him in the desert, give him an endless supply of water, act hot and cold, play uninterested, play hard to get. It's like, why are we doing that? If you have to trick someone or manipulate someone into liking you, you are the problem. I've never had to trick anybody into liking me or manipulate anybody into liking me. I've never had to develop a diabolical plan in my head to love bomb someone or gaslight someone or manipulate somebody or be toxic to get them to like me. You know why? Because when you show up as your authentic self and you're healthy and confident and mature, people will naturally be attracted to you. And you don't have to pretend to be something that you're not, or trick somebody or manipulate them. Be careful out there. This says, this generation is absolutely messed up. You go on Tinder rather than fixing problems. Snapchat is full of people waiting to be next. Cheating is normalized. Being toxic is a flex. We know that. And all anyone cares about is getting drunk and hooking up. This hookup culture is disgusting. That's why no one knows what love is anymore and why relationships aren't relationships anymore. I understand if you don't necessarily want commitment or you're just in a stage of your life where you want to have fun and you don't want to be committed to someone necessarily, but I think there are a lot of people that are like in committed relationships with someone waiting in line next, or they're cheating and it's very normalized, or they're just hooking up with a bunch of people. And I think at the end of the day, you have to do what is best for you, but also realize just because everyone else is doing it doesn't mean it's a good thing. Everybody started wearing Crocs, but that didn't make them cute, and I never bought a pair. So, you know, just because everyone else is doing something doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best thing for you, is what I'm trying to say in a nice way. Just because that guy can go sleep with 20 women and feel nothing doesn't mean that I could go sleep with 20 people and feel good about myself afterwards, right? I've talked about hookup culture a ton on my channel. I think it's caused a lot of problems. I've done multiple videos about it, but I think really it's caused a lot of commitment issues. I think, you know, guys are getting hookups from girls, so then why would they want to commit to them? But then the girls are getting upset when the guy won't commit to them, even though they slept with them. It's like this big vicious cycle that just keeps going, and everyone feels empty, and it's meaningless, and nobody's getting fulfillment out of it because you're not actually getting that emotional human connection. And it might work for some people. I'm not saying, you know, no one should be doing that. I am not into that scene, but you know, what you do with your life is your business, not my business. But I do think it can be incredibly harmful and detrimental to people's mental health. And going in blindly, not knowing that, can be just a horrible situation for you. So I think it's important to educate yourself and to know yourself enough to know if you are capable of doing something or not. And also, not being manipulative or toxic and healing and getting to the root of your issues so that you don't perpetuate the cycle or put that onto other people around you. Oh, but yeah, he's right. Relationships are very different these days than they used to be. And I think also social media obviously plays a huge role in that. And I've talked about that again a ton on my channel. It's all messed up. I said no one has done. Oh, this is another one of those girls when he's worried about his wife finding out. And then the song goes, no one has to know what we do. Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you posting this? You have issues. In the most graceful, respectful way, girlfriend, you've got problems. Healthy, mature women don't do this. They don't do this, they don't act like this, and they don't post it on TikTok flexing about it or bragging about it. Because quite frankly, it's embarrassing. But that's all I'm gonna say about that because I'm gonna be nice. So guys, really, I just wanted to highlight some of these videos that just kind of baffle me a little bit. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. It's always nice and refreshing to hear that people agree with, you know, kind of having a more mature and healthy approach and not being so toxic and manipulative about everything, because that's a very unhealthy way to live your life and to think. And again, it's just refreshing to know there are people out there that feel the way that I do. So let me know what you think down in the comments below. If you ever have a TikTok or any other videos that you want me to react to, be sure to send them my way. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.